feel like I'm back in my Duffy, bro. I'm back in my bag. It's a new life, new energy, more vitality the kid got nowadays. I don't know. Maybe I'm all stuck on Mountain Dew or Alani or what's it called? Celsius. I didn't take any of it. I'm actually just tired. But these days I'm real intentional about what I do. And I've always been that way. But today I know that I wrote more than I usually do. I got up early at like 5 for what reason? Because I believe there's moments in our life where we got to say enough is enough. I'm going to carve out time for the things that actually matter to me. For me, it's my morning routine, my time with the Lord, my time in the Word. And it's intentional time that you need to crave out. Because our life gets loud. And when life gets loud, you get distracted on your foundation and what's supporting you. I'm tired of that. I'm not doing that. Because when I wake up and I get on my phone and I'm tuned into the opinions of people that don't know me, that don't have the same values as me, and I wear the coat that they wear and live the life that they live, it never works out. This is my outlet. This is my ministry. And I'm leaning into that. Ministry is a word that I was running from because I ain't no preacher. But I preach everywhere without using words. And sometimes I use words. But my life is an example of what I believe. My values are loud. And that don't mean I'm loud. When I walk in a room, you should already know what I'm about. When you walk in a room, they should already know what you're about. And ministry is what this is. I'm grateful to have a podcast and I'm grateful to have influence and a voice to touch people. If I'm touching one person, I'm doing my job. And I've been distracted thinking that I'm God. And obviously, I don't think that I'm God, God forbid, but I sure do when my actions say that I do. When I'm worried about the future, when I'm anxious about, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Where my money coming from? Where my income coming from? Where am I in my house? Where's my wife? Where's? When I'm worried about the next, I'm trying to be God. I'm trying to solve God's problems. And God don't got no problem. I just think they're a problem that can't be solved or that I need to find the answers to be solved. No. Find the process. Find your foundation. Go back to that. And you'll find peace. Even in the seemingly painful times in your life. Because what is pain, really? What is pain? It's pain in the present. But when we look back in the past, that pain that was in that past, we look like, whoo, I'm so glad I went through that quote-unquote pain. Because I never would be where I am right now. In your life, in your story, in your journey, what is the pain? And is it really pain? Or is it really in your brain? I like that. I just liked rhyming. Anyways, let's get back to it. Is it really pain? Is it truly painful? Is it causing you to worry? To be in fear? To be so focused on you that you have no joy? Joy? Living the life around you? I know that that's me a lot of the times. I know that I can get so focused and so fixated on my problems and my issues and my pain that I have no joy. moments in my life where I'm around family and friends and can spend time in the mundane. I think I have to be working. I think I have to be doing something. And if there's no income coming in, I think I'm living life wrong. And then you try to do the wrong things, just distracting yourself even further. You get on social and they say, make money quick, do this, when the whole reason why I didn't play this year is to sacrifice and to really fine-tune my skills and to search myself and to use my gift to bless people. When you get distracted, you forget who you are and what your mission is. And that there's a pruning period in your life where you're needed to sit there and get better. I learned that lesson the hard way. I keep talking about this hard drive, but literally losing that hard drive, that Samsung T7 external hard drive, the HDD, the quick one, the fast one, losing that hard drive, it was a wake-up call for me. Everything was on there. Luckily, I backed up the episodes, but everything was on there. All the tech podcasts that I did live was on there. Luckily, they're still on the YouTube, but they're in a different quality. Some of the episodes that I had was on there that I didn't back up. The pictures, videos that I did with different teams, stuff that I hadn't even released was on there. And at first, it hurt me. At first, I was numb. It's like I got so pissed. And it's like, what am I going to do? Whoop my own ass? I'm just going to be there and beat my own ass. I can't do that. I can't do that. That doesn't work. And so I went from hurt to numb to pissed because every time I called Delta, they transfer me here and transfer me here and transfer me here. Then I call the next day and they're going to act like they never told me to do the step that they did. And I call again after a couple minutes and the agent acts like an ass and just wasting all my day and then wasting all my energy. And I can't put all the energy and the power and the force and the joy into building this. It's exhausting. There's a moment in your life where you're exhausted. The pain is pushed past pain to exhaustion. You're tired of it. And what will you do when you're tired of it? Because what you decide next sets the rest of your life. Is that important? We put so much emphasis on how we feel and the self-esteem and, oh, we lost something, but we feel good. And what do people say? Does it look like we got something? And if it does, we're just waiting on the next moment to prove that we got something. We put so much emphasis on self-esteem and self-love. Those things, they have their place, but we don't put enough emphasis on the resilience it takes to bounce back. We don't shine a light, have a megaphone out and say, my boy, get up and bounce back. Resilience. Being able to bounce back from the tough times, from the challenges, from the struggles, from the quote unquote defeats, when you knocked on your ass and nobody's there to help you and there's nothing to be done. What will you do next? It's never in what you lost. It's in what you have left. You have greatness inside of you. And you're worried about what? The question I had to ask myself. And one may say, it's just a T7. It's just a hard drive. That was my digital life. And I got to stop using life because that's not my life. I am living in my body and I am in me. I don't know. I'm living my life. saying that because the words that we use are so powerful. We say, and I say, rather, that it's my life. It's confusing me into thinking that, dang, I lost my life. I got to start from ground zero. No. God gave me traits. He gave me a gift to speak. He gave me a brain to build. He gave me a network to lean into. And I go to him every single day because we got a relationship. That's my dog. And so he orders my steps for you. You need to know that you're not what you lost. And you are not the thoughts that you have due to what you lost. I say that because I was saying, you idiot. I was so mad at myself because when I take out my Apple MacBook and I got in 32B, mind you, this was Amex just sucks. Amex, I still got to file a complaint. But anyways, when I'm coming back from a trip from Chicago and I get on a connecting flight to Atlanta and I switch flights because I want to stay and watch TJ Shane and my dog play. And I have trouble. Then I call back the next morning after waiting hours and they finally get me on the flight. I rush to the gate. Long story short, they didn't even have me booked on the plane. And the dude, the travel agent was like, bro, you lucky you just came out of that lounge, out of that Amex lounge just in time. Because, buddy, you ain't had no seat. And I was like, that's crazy because I waited all night just for you to tell me I barely made it. I would have went ballistic. But anywho. And maybe it would have helped. But anywho, got on the plane late, 32B, literally the back where the seat does not recline. But to my left, I was talking to someone great and she was awesome. Like we were talking about photography and modeling and everybody tells me that that's a sidebar. I think I'm beautiful, obviously, but I actually kind of do want to start an endeavor in that artistry of modeling. I say that because of this. I put all my stuff in the overhead cabin or whatever it's called. And I took out my laptop, my Samsung T7 and my mouse, put it in the seat back pocket of 32B. Well, I guess it's 31B because it was in front of me. And I just start chatting away. And before you know it, I didn't edit anything. I'm leaving. I'm now home and I'm just trying to get out of there. I'm tired as hell because I went to sleep at 4 a.m. just to get to the airport early in Chicago to fly to Atlanta, to fly to Dallas. Did I forget it? I take my MacBook out. Did I say my MacBook? That's a new one. I take my MacBook out. I take my mouse out. And I walk off the plane. And obviously, I did not save my hard drive. And you would think that thing's easily to be found. And I'm believing that I'm going to find it. But I say that all to say this. And then what? And so what? It's a little harsh. It's a little tough love, but it's the truth. If you're listening, so what? So what? You went through what you went through. So what? So what? I'm saying that because we all need to understand, and me and you need to understand that it's a tactic for you to want to feel down on yourself, to be vulnerable, to be compromised. Because if this is a fight, which it is, it is a fight. If I'm your opponent, where and when do I think I have an advantage on you? When you're the most vulnerable. I don't know about you, but I ain't going down like that. Some may say I'm going down swinging. Hell no, I'm going up swinging because I'm already up. He told me I'm seated above all principalities and powers. If you don't know what that means, let's say it in one phrase, evil, witchcraft. I made a post the other day that said, I don't believe in no Zodiac, my boy. I'm walking with the one, my boy. I'm signed to the king, my boy. Yeah, I'm signed in that family. I don't believe in no Zodiac. And some dude was like, zodiac signs and astrology, that's not evil. I said, in what world is that not evil? That fortune telling BS, that's another day, another story. But I know myself and I know my family and I know my foundation. So how can I be discouraged more than a couple hours and let that roam and let that sit and get on my phone and listen to the values of people that I don't know? What if I lead? What if I read, get more information about my situation and move forward? You listening to this, move forward. We get in this mode nowadays that everybody wants to tell people what they want to hear. Not me, not me, not me. Tell me the truth. Because I can tell you respect me if you tell me the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Move on. And seek out information that's not just a echo chamber. Don't get me on that, because you know I'm going to talk about Twitter and go on a different rampage. But when you know that you have more left to give, and you know that you have a brain to learn, you could never be crippled by any situation. You're almost, in a way, hungry for the next challenge, because this life is about resilience anyways. So you need to know, oh, dang, how will I respond from this? How will I come back from this? It's like a movie. And it's not a movie with an ending. It's a movie that is just in, I'm studying story structure because I want to get better at speaking. And if God gives you a talent, it don't mean that you can just get on here. And sometimes I think about this, like, should I change the structure? For me, everything's a subject to change on this podcast. I'm like, should I change the structure and do Thursday episodes as just one-on-one and Mondays to be interviews? And the talking tough, yes, some people like it, but it's just my thoughts. I don't know, but I like the outlet. Anyways, I say that because of this. If you have a gift, if you have a talent, that doesn't mean you just lazily put it out there. You work on it. You grind towards something. And so they give you a brain to work on what's already inside of you and the talents that you have inside of you. So if you lost something, did you lose your life? That's why I got to stop saying I lost my digital life. Because I can create whatever that was again. And if I lost it and I don't get it, it wasn't meant for me to get it. What lesson are you learning during the season that you're in? And if you're not intentional, if you don't have time to pause and look back, zoom out, you'll miss it. You'll miss it because you're distracted. It's like putting earbuds on, closing your eyes, and taking your eyes and ears and attention off your life. But what the hell are you listening to? Your ear is full of wax anyway. Take them hoes out. Take your thick ass contacts out. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I sleep my contacts. Next moment, move on, Lawrence, and pay attention to your situation. Because once you do, you're able to see the opportunities that were always right in front of you. I've started writing more. And I'm challenging myself in the prompts that I write and the structure. Because I want to become more articulate in speech. Not to impress people by all the gaudy words that I use, but when I'm diagnosed with ADD, I want to combat that and speak and write clearly to be able to convey a thought, express it through words, through writing, through a story that impacts people in a major way. That's the things that I think about. And if you saw my room with all my notebooks, you saw my notes tab with all my notes and random thoughts, you'd be like, bro, how does this guy get anything done? That might not have anything to do with anything, but it does to me. When you have talents and raw gifts, it takes teachability and adaptability. The ability to know what to lean into, to get better at, to throw your whole self at. And what to take away. What to throw away. I want to get real short with the words that I use in terms of tweets. I tweet every day because I know that I want to serve people practically. And sometimes I get disconnected with that because I'm just trying to churn out the daily tweet instead of thinking about the daily tweet. I just say, oh, I got to put one up. I got to put one up instead of connecting with the real reason for the tweet to impact a life. So funny, the adversary after you in your life will use even your good intention against you if you're not careful. I've got a podcast and I won't lie, some days it's a burden. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't, why I gotta? And today I was like, bro, you get to record a podcast, bro. Like nobody forced you to do this. You feel a charge deeply within to do it. So why do I allow my mind bully to shape it as a burden for me? It is not. It is not. It is not. And just because I have a negative thought that comes after me, does that marry me with the negative thought? No, it does not. I'm going to say no before I could even get it out. It does not. I can let the thought roam, but the thought is not accepted, not in his head, not in his brain, not in my life. And I'm going to combat that every single time. I want to get up early again. So I'm going to be shorter on this, but I'm passionate about this, man. And this probably doesn't go with what I'm saying, but I'm so passionate about this. And I'm believing God that wisdom and revelation knowledge comes to me. Clarity comes to me through what I'm doing to do this at a greater scale. And he'll honor the desires of my heart. He'll honor the desires of your heart. So you shouldn't be afraid to ask for anything. But you better be prepared to work for it. And I am. Don't ever get confused. Don't ever go on socials and look at the virtue signaling. Look at people just trying to impress other people and trying to seem holier than thou and say, oh, they're great. They're faking. They're lying. And as they're faking, you think they're not, and you're trying to be them, and you can't be them. I'm big on being yourself. I'm big on authenticity. I'm big on leadership. I'm big on unapologetically being yourself. I'm big on being expressive. Because the alternative is something dangerous. Whenever you don't realize that you're only letting yourself hear opinions and thoughts that you like, you're not growing. When you don't grow and you feel stagnant, you feel it. You feel it in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. When you're not growing, many get depressed. Many feel like there's no hope. Many feel like there's no reason for them to push on. It's hard to understand But I know this. If you take a step back and look inside and go inward and really have some time for quiet, to write, to try to figure out, to search, to go on a rabbit hole of who you are, you'll build the resilience to get out of where you are. Because that's a resilient practice anyway. To say, I don't care how I feel, I'm going to sit here, even though my attention and the gratification is to go online and to do something, to get out of this way of feeling, text a guy, text a girl, post a pic, be liked. That's what your motive and your body wants you to do. It takes resilience to say, okay, this moment that I'm in, I'm going to get out of it the right way. And for me, when I get into those moments, I talk to God. Because how the hell am I going to get out the way or get out this way when I don't know the way? And I didn't make the way. I go back to my foundation. I look at stories and study stories of faith on how people before me did it. It always encourages me. And then I look at what my father say about me. And it always encourages me. I'm not saying my senses are encouraged, like my feelings are encouraged. I'm not saying what I see, what I feel, what I think. I'm not saying that's always encouraged after what I read and after writing. I'm saying my soul is encouraged. My soul is enriched. And I'm able to come to a place of peace because I know who goes before me. Who goes before you? Are you the God of your life? If you are, that's problematic. Because when you're tired, how the sharpest you gonna be tired? So how the hell are you going to get out of your own problems? And then when something hits the fan, you're going to put so much pressure on yourself to get out. Not me. And it's crazy because I don't know what you may be going through and what you would have experienced. Whether it's a bad and tumultuous relationship with a parent, a family member who preached church down your throat. And now you look at it like, nah, you wasn't standing on business. So you tell me to stand on that kingdom business? Oh, no. I can't imagine what that feels like. And I'm fortunate and I'm privileged enough to have two parents growing up in faith. And I had a good experience with it. But I'm telling you this, no matter where you started, the peace, the joy, the love that I get from the God. And if you're listening to me, hopefully you trust me a little bit. I ain't never felt it nowhere else. I ain't never, and I hate feeling. I ain't never had it nowhere else. You can't even explain it. And that's another thing. It's like, I want you to know. Honestly, hear me out. I want you to know, obviously, but it's not my job to explain it. You got to accept it or not. It's like a drug, a Jesus drug. Yeah, that was probably a bad one. But anyways, I just know that resilience and the work that you put in to get out of where you are now is what matters. And when you get tired, who do you fall back on? What do you fall back on? Even when you're not tired, when you're on top of the world, what will happen next. Because you and I both know, when you're on top of the world, just wait. Because everybody see that you're on top of the world. Guess what? You have an opponent. There's things coming against you. You think they want you to win? They don't. They don't. So how do you stay armed and dangerous? Some of y'all got that tool. That little 22 ain't gonna hurt nobody. So put that thing up. I ain't never shot no gun. Yeah, I have, but I'm not a gun guy. I'm a God guy. Whatever is in my way, whatever is in my path, whatever I step into, I know God stepped in right with me. So I'm not worried. I don't get worried when I go out, when I say something and I go around people and say, oh, what will they say? Boy, I stay 10 toes. I know my foundation. I know and have the privilege of knowing who I am and the values that I hold. And that I mean the best in every situation. So for your life and your story, who's protecting you? When you sleep and you clutching at 22, you can't protect you. I know who's protecting me. And I walk with that knowledge and that courage and that passion for it. This season will pass. This is just a season, and this season will pass. Look to what you have left. Look to those around you because they actually care about you. Don't compare yourself with anybody because they're not you. And you don't know what it took them to get to where they're at. You don't know what they sold. Because a lot of them sold their soul. And let's be honest, a lot of them worked harder than you. So don't worry about that. What can you do with what you have right now? Because this version of you is different from yesterday. And the version of you tomorrow will be different than today. So how do you use this 24 to get the hell out your feelings, lean up and stand up out of that chair, and move forward, build your dream life? If you like this episode, if you like anything that you heard in this episode, I said episode twice, okay, alliteration, episode. Anyways, if you like anything out of this episode, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast. Means the world to me and to get this message out of beating the hell out of your negative voice. Till the next one. Phoenix, you're going off.